Welcome to the Heavens Devils podcast, a Forest Green Arrows podcast by two Americans who don't know what they're talking about. My name is Nathan. This is Shimmy Sham Shango. Sham.
Heavens Devils podcast. Forest Green Rovers, top of the League 2 Summit. The only league where even the refs... I'm going to do that again. I thought I had it, but I lost. All right.
Take two. Action.
I think you're going to leave this in, too.
Yes, I am.
Heavens Devils podcast. Forest Green Rovers, Kings of League 2. A league so hard, even the refs are dropping like flies.
Hey, there we go. Shimmy.
Two weeks in a row. A league so rough, I couldn't even get the intro out. I'm still trying to recover from these matches.
I got to close the window before I record because New York don't know how to be quiet.
Yeah, we're a very League 2 podcast in terms of ability. So yes, and 2 weeks in a row that the refs had to be taken off. Wild stuff. Before we get going, Shimmy, let me crack open a brewski.
Hey,
in front of the mic.
Yeah.
We haven't done beer of the what was it? We did beer of the week for a long time. We haven't done that in years.
Yeah. So, and the doctors got involved and said, you know, maybe you should stop doing that.
So we just came back from the bar, from the Fox, the official Forest Green Rovers bar in New York City. Me, Sean, and Ben were there. We had a, you know, unfortunately the rest of our crew couldn't make it today, but we were there holding it down. It was awesome. Let me pour this beer real quick. We're back home now. We're back in my
pour one out for the 2 points that we lost today.
Yes. Pouring one out. Let's see if we can hear this. No idea if you can hear that, but anyway, pouring one out for the 2 points we lost today. Thank you for making us part of your day. You could do anything with your time, and you chose to waste it with us. We are so grateful for that. I can already tell you this is going to be a bad pod. We had too many pints at the bar. We're recording this right after the Salford game. Anyway, I apologize. Well, you know what's not going to be bad? Our guest, James Mooney. James Mooney's the GOAT. But anyway, I am joined by my friend, my neighbor, my colleague, my couple's yoga partner, your favorite rapper, a gentleman in the streets, Mookie Blaylock in the streets, the Indian Allen Iverson, young Doabedele, the champagne poppy of Chennai. He's a hero of the Harvey Bunker hoax. He's like Mandy Stevens, the way he taps in jokes. The Mookundan one, the warden of Wordle, the Shamir Mullins of podcasting, Sham of the Dead, Sham Hannity, Sham Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend, Shimmy Cake, Shambo, Sham Prasad, Sham God, Sham, Shimmy Shake, Shimmy! Oh, Shimmy! Shimmy Shakes. Tough. Another draw, Shimmy. Another draw. How do we feel?
It is tough. It is tough. On the one hand, there are opportunities for us to win this match. We're showing great resilience, going down,
yeah,
coming back, and, you know, and enforcing our strategy on the game, right? We can take these, but the results aren't quite coming, and that's the thing that's a little bit worrying. But if this is the slump, I think I'll take it.
Yeah, it's not the worst slump in the world, right? We haven't won in 5 games, which isn't great. but 3 of those were draws, 2 losses. I think the three of them were away, right? Against Sutton, who's a top. Sutton's right now, what, 3rd in the league table?
They're in the automatic places,
yeah,
right?
Sutton's getting promoted, and I love it. Sutton is 3rd place right now. That's crazy. So we played Sutton away. We played Newport County away. They're currently 4th. And then Salford, okay, they're kind of a mid-table team, but they've kind of been on fire lately, too. I think they've won 3 of their last 4. I don't know. It's tough. It's like we're in a slump, a little slump here. But like you said, it's not the worst.
It's not bad. We still have a game in hand, right? We're 8 points up on Northampton, our closest rival. So
game in hand. Unfortunately today, though, Northampton won. Sutton, who's second place right now. Sutton United also won, and Newport County won. So you don't love to see that. All the teams right below you winning. But whatever, man.
But maybe we need that. You know, maybe we don't need the cakewalk. Maybe that little bit of, okay, we know they're there. We're not going to risk the playoffs. We're going to go out on top. Maybe that's the thing we need to give us that little extra motivation going forward.
Yeah, I guess they're just, they know that we're coming in April. They want to make it exciting for us. We can't have it wrapped up in April for when we get there. Which, right. By the way, we got to mention, FGR World, anyone international, come out with us. Come party with us. April 15th until the 24th, right?
Yep, that's right. 15th through the 24th. We're going to be there.
We're going to be there. If you can't be there. I follow. So yeah, we'll be there April 15th. Barrel away. I don't think we'll be at that game because we land that morning. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe some magic can happen. But we will be there. Oldham at home, followed by Bristol Rovers away. So please, please come. Anyway, let's get back to the game, and then we'll get on the show. I forgot. Actually, before we get back to the game, let's talk about the show today. We have an amazing guest. An amazing guest. Jimmy, who's our guest today?
The glue.
The glue.
The glue of the club. Again, you know, we mentioned a few names who maybe don't go sung so much. They're the unsung heroes of the club on the pitch. Today you're going to meet one of our unsung heroes off the pitch. The man, the myth, the planetary orb, James Mooney.
That's right, the satellite of Earth and of the Forest Green Rovers. The only natural satellite, James Mooney. The moon man. Yeah. Would you believe they put a man on the moon? Shout out to Dumb and Dumber. You know Dumb and Dumber, that's like one of my favorite scenes. When he, you know what I'm talking about? He's like in the ski lodge, and there's like the newspaper that says, "We landed on the moon in 1969.
Yeah.
And he's like, "We landed on the moon."
The moon.
Jimmy, I gotta say, I'm potting. I'm standing right now. We're in my apartment together, and I have my mic in my left hand and the beer in my right. And the problem is, I'm pouring the beer in a glass, and it gets all foamy when you can't like tilt the glass. Anyway, it's a problem that nobody cares about. So yeah. Back to the game. Oh,
Pod
so
world
back to
problems.
Mooney. So a great chat with Mooney, the moon man, the glue of the club, the satellite of Earth and of Forest Green Rovers. Awesome chat. We talk about Forest Green Rovers. We talk about the club. We talk about his role. We have a great little trivia session, Sham versus Mooney. Loser has to buy the winner a beer. Awesome chat with the moon man. We also do a little teammate talk, admin edition. We find out who is the Dan Sweeney of the staff. It was awesome chat. Awesome dude. We've heard so many great things about him for like the last 2 years that we've been doing this pod. Everyone always mentions Moons. You gotta get him on the pod. You gotta get him on the pod. He's a great guy. He runs this club. And so it was so awesome to finally make that happen. Right, Jimmy?
Yeah, and it didn't disappoint, man. You'll see what a cool character he is. You can see why the club is in good hands and why he's able to take care of business as our club secretary.
The Moon Man. And you'll even get to hear us sing a little Frank Sinatra.
All right, yeah, we won't tell you when, just so you don't shut it off before that. You will hear us sing.
All right, well, Shami, anyway, back to the match, man. A pair of Mad Attack goals. Unfortunately, not our Mad Attack, but two Matt score in this one. Matt, what was his name? Matt Smith. There we go, Matt Smith. Pair of Matt S is actually. Matt Smith scored the 7th minute for Salford City. And then Matty Stevens, the people's champion. Scored a 53rd-minute goal after a beautiful pass by Big Daddy Kane Wilson. It was very unclear to us in the bar who actually scored that goal. We couldn't tell if it was Jamma.
It could have been Jamma. It could have been either of them. We thought it was Jamma in the bar.
We thought it was Jamma, actually. Yeah, we were like going wild for Jamma, and then we saw FGR official said it was Matty. But anyway, we're happy for the people's champ. Happy for Kane Wilson to get that assist. Beautiful pass. But, you know, with one camera, it's hard to tell what's happening. My wife, what did my wife say right before she left for the gym just now? She will only watch games with more than one camera.
One camera, yeah. That's the minimum standard that must be met. A Forest Green Rovers match that has more than one camera angle.
So I guess the next FGR game that's on, I follow my wife will be there. But anyway, it was a fun match for us just because we were hanging out, as it always is. And that's what sports is all about, right?
Yeah, the community, getting together, yeah.
But man, what a crappy, let's talk about the first half, man. What a crappy first half again. We started off strong. First 5 minutes looked good. And then, like, I don't know, what was it, the 8th minute, 7th minute? Matt Smith, Matty Ice of Salford, just found us exposed. Got a little free header on Dokes. It was tough. Jimmy.
It was.
Am I too loud? Are you hearing me?
I don't know. Should we pause it and see?
I'm so loud. No, we shouldn't pause it.
Let's keep going. Keep going. No.
Go to my apartment.
No, I love this. I love this. I was missing this over Zoom. I was missing the stentorian booming vocal cords of one Nathan Weber.
I'm so loud. Yeah. And Sham is currently halfway across the room.
I'm actually going to get on the window washers. The window washers crane. I might just lower myself down a little bit.
taking a picture now. This is awful for radio, but I love it. All right, anyway.
All right.
Okay, so back to business. What were we talking about? Oh, first half.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, we got caught. We were dominating from the jump, right? From the first whistle, it seemed like we were imposing ourselves on the game. And then there was that fluke diving header that Smith scored.
Yeah, it was really their only chance. I haven't seen the stats, but it was like it seemed like their only chance of the game. Okay, it looks like they had two shots on target, so they had one other one. I don't remember what that was, but I remember. It was kind of an easy Luke McGee save. Anyway, yeah, man, it was like one moment of vulnerability kind of cost us in that. It's so frustrating. You could really tell, like, we missed JMT. James Mooney is the glue of Forest Green Rovers. JMT is the glue of this defense. Shimmy.
Yeah, he's just been so locked in and laser focused that we feel like we've kind of taken it for granted that it's just going to be secure back there, right? And all the Luke McGee clean sheets that have followed. But man, we just got caught in that one moment, and it gave us a little bit of a scare because it was so early in the seventh minute.
Yeah, man. Ugh. But the second half, we rallied. We got some pints. Some halftime pints. We got some first half pints too, but we got some halftime pints at the bar at the Fox. By the way, we are turning the Fox into an FGR bar. Everyone's asking about what is this weird team that you're watching in this tiny little stadium? And then we tell them the four screen story. And so we are recruiting. We're actively recruiting. Anyway, on to the second half. Right off the very shortly after the break, Maddie Stevens. Well, big. Who was it? Was it Dokes who passed the ball off to Maddie Stevens? No, sorry. Dokes to pass the ball up to Kane. Sorry, I have had one too many beers.
We're back to the old days,
baby.
Back to
the old days, man.
Back to the OG.
Drinking and podding.
Yeah, actually.
I think it was Dokes. I don't know who it was. Someone crazy from the back launched the ball up. Beautiful ball to Big Daddy.
It might have been Ibu.
Maybe it was Ibu. Okay, maybe it was Ibu. Someone from the back, anyway, launched a beautiful ball up to Big Daddy Kane on the right wing, who took it down. Made a little fancy move, beautiful pass into the middle, and then both Jamma and Maddie were there. Unclear who scored the goal. According to the club, it was Maddie, but beautiful. That brought us level 1-1, and then after that, we just continued to kind of possess the ball. We had some good chances, had a lot of free kicks, a ton of corners, Shimmy,
yeah,
but just couldn't do anything with it.
Yeah, and you know, credit to Salford. Like, if they have anything, they have height. Mm-hmm. Like, they've got some brawny boys on that
squad.
I haven't
seen the stats, but they do seem like a tall drinks of water. A bunch of tall drinks of water.
Which maybe we should have had a few of at the Fox. But
we
find them a little bit impenetrable off those set pieces. And even Nicky Cadden, who's the sultan of the in-swinger, right? Right, he's our boy. He just couldn't quite connect, even though we had a couple of close opportunities. So, you know, credit to Salford. They made their size matter. They were an insanely physical team. Yeah. Man, we deserved a few penalties here. I thought Jam was just getting mugged the entire game. But, you know, again, the lead two refs, maybe too busy tightening up a little bit. They couldn't quite notice any of the, legitimate penalty shots we had.
Yeah, and we got screwed at the end, too, because the ref went out. Hopefully the ref's okay. But, they did not give the appropriate amount of extra time.
At the end of the first half, right? After there was a fan injury, perhaps, in the stands,
hopefully,
right?
Hopefully the fan's all right. We didn't quite see what happened, and we didn't have the audio on at the bar, so we don't know exactly what happened there. But hopefully the fan's all right. But, it seemed like we didn't get the appropriate amount of time at the end of the first half or at the second half for all the stoppage. So we kind of got screwed there. And it felt like we had like another 5 minutes we're scoring. Like at the end, we were knocking at the door, and we just couldn't get it done. And not only that, it feels like there was the refereeing, apart from getting injured, was pretty poor. Like there were a few obvious fouls, potentially a penalty that didn't get called, Shimmy.
Yeah, it's a little disappointing. But, you know, at the end of the day, we have to take the point on the road. We keep marching on.
Yes.
We have to go with it. Like I said, if this is the slump where it just happens to be draws for a little bit, I'll take that over where we were at this time last season.
Fair enough, Shimmy. Fair enough. All right, let's get on to our guest, our awesome guest. But before we do that, Shimmy, before we get to our awesome guest, James Mooney, the Moon Man, Any man of the match? Who's your man of the match? Oh, no, not man of the match. Three stars. Give me your three stars, Shimmy. This is hockey land. Give me your three stars, Shimmy.
The three stars. So the three stars for this evening.
Evening. You know, it's literally, it's 12:45 p.m.
Yeah, right but now. It's evening over there, right?
Okay, fair enough.
Fair enough. So, it's all right. in the early afternoon here in New York City, the three stars of the early afternoon, which has a great ring to it. I'd have to give it up to Jamma just because he was battling so much. You know, he was right up there with Matty Stevens, you know, trying to get that goal from the Kane Wilson cross. Even though it was awarded to Matty Stevens, just the punishment he was taking from the Salford players. Yeah. And just kind of getting the headers in, flicking headers on.
Okay, so that's your third star?
Yeah, indefatigable, man. So Jamma gets my third.
We got to wrap this up in 20 seconds because we said we're going to set a 15-minute time limit okay. for our BS.
All right, so Jamma, Kane, Matty Stevens.
Jamma, Kane, Matty Stevens. Okay, I got to go. I like that. I got to go Kane, number three. I think he was awesome on the right wing. Matty Stevens, number two. Got to give the goal scorer some love. But Ibu Adams got to be my man of the match. Nobody really stood out, but I feel like Ibu was all over the place, making some good tackles, making some good clearances, making some good saves on the other end. And
getting his perfunctory yellow card as well.
Yes, he's got to get a yellow card.
He's back. Ibu's back, baby. AFCON is behind him. Full Ibu is back now.
And he might be a guest on the future pod.
Oh, I hope so, man.
But anyway, we set a line, especially because we've been drinking. We said at 15 minutes, we have to cut it off. And we got places to go. So we said 15 minutes, we got to cut it off. We got to go to James Mooney. So you know what? We're going to shut up right now. Actually, we're not. I'm lied. Because we got to make a prediction for the next match. Bradford. So we're five games without a win. We got Bradford City on Saturday. We got three home games in a row, actually. No, we don't. We got two home games in a row. Bradford City on Saturday, next Saturday. I wanted to get somebody on, but we don't have time. Unfortunately, we're going to be busy the rest of the weekend. Because I wanted to ask about the new manager change.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating. Anyway, so we got Bradford City, massive game.
Yeah, some character no one's ever heard of, right? Is their manager?
Their new manager. Yeah, I don't remember his name. I should have looked. But they're on a terrible run of form. They've lost five in a row, Shimmy. Five losses in a row. So that we're getting them at a great time. This would be a great bounce back game. But Shimmy, what do we think? Give me a prediction for Bradford City.
Well, you know, it'll be interesting. I think they might get the new manager bounce a little bit with Mark Hughes in, you know, former Premier League manager, a guy with a ton of experience. So I feel like they're going to come out, but I feel like we're going to rise to the occasion a little bit, you know? I feel like we have to. So I'm going to call it a 2-1 victory to us.
2-1 to the boys in green. All right, I like that. We got to get a win, man. Five, we're in a slump right now. We're going to break that slump. We're getting a win against Bradford City. You know who's scoring. You already know. Dominic.
Gotta be Drippy Dom.
Dominic Archie Bernard getting his second goal of the season in this one. I think it's going to be tight, though. I'm going to go 2-0. I hate to go so low. I'm going 2-0. Dominic Archie Bernard. Jamil Matt is due for a goal. So that's our goal scorers. Here we go. All right, let's go to the main event here. Let's go to our man, James Mooney.
Take it away, James.
Take it away, James. We got to cut it off here. We're way over 15 minutes. Go, James Mooney. Awesome chat. Let's go. Boom.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like gone. Jupiter and Mars.
Hey, that wasn't bad, Shimmy, for never knowing the song. Anyway, we welcome to the pod. The man on the moon. The honeymoon is over for this man as he takes one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind in subjecting himself to 30 minutes of this stupid podcast, bringing some moonlight to the show and to the club. We welcome the dog, the pride of Minchinhampton, diehard Spurs supporter, sorry, Sean, and most importantly, the club secretary for the Four Screen Rovers, James Mooney. James, welcome to the pod, my friend.
Welcome. I'm buzzing to be here. Obviously, we're up in sunny Manchester today, so got me just before we go to Salford.
Nice. Yeah, that's like all the brochures say, sunny,
sunny Manchester. It actually does look sunny there today, though. Is it sunny?
Yeah, it's lovely. We went for a walk this morning as a staff down to Old Trafford, which was nice. It's, I think the only problem, the weather looks lovely, but it's a little bit cold, so Rob actually ran back He's got a bit cold.
Yeah, I once went to a game at Old Trafford with a friend of mine way back when, in like the early Ronaldo days, you know, stint number one. And it was, I think, a game where Man United clinched the Premier League. So it was in like mid-May or something. And it was so freezing in Manchester. It was still like just insanely cold in mid-May. I was like, how can people live here?
Yeah, I think that's England. I think even when you look outside and it looks lovely outside, so you think, oh, I'll get away without a jacket, but that soon catches up with you.
Yeah.
So is that like a tradition before every away day? Like you and the staff just take a stroll somewhere?
If the weather's good, the team and staff will always go for a walk about 11 o'clock.
The team too?
Yeah, the team always go about 11 o'clock just to stretch their legs out, get them together before they go and eat. But obviously this morning it was lovely out, and when you got a stadium like that on your doorstep, you got to go and take that in.
Oh, that's so cool.
Theatre of Dreams, man. You gotta
that's right.
I'm not a massive fan of them themselves, but the stadium's very impressive. Not quite as impressive as the new Spurs stadium, but
yeah, I've heard that place is actually Park. Pretty. Yeah,
not as good as trophies though.
Well, it's good scouting too for us. That's why I'm assuming we'll be playing there in what, 3 years?
Yeah.
On a regular basis.
We're getting down to the new lawn.
That's awesome though. I love that little early morning camaraderie away days make it that's nice.
I'm a firm believer in getting limber for lunch. Like lunch for me is like a sport, so you have to make sure you're loose and ready for it.
It's the best part of the day, lunch.
I love it. So the dog, what is that nickname, the dog? I love it.
I've had it for a few years now. It was Moondog. So I got Moondog for a while, and then Richie and his Scouse accents kind of just taken it to new levels and gone, it's the Moon doggy 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 dog 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 is what I usually get now. So
I love it. What do you guys talk about on these walks? Do you talk about the game, or you just talk about random stuff?
No, it's tried to, I think it's important sometimes to talk about other stuff. Rob and Richie have got a lot going on in their heads before match day. And sure. I think as staff, we try to, the best we can, talk about other stuff. So if it's family, holidays coming up, even, you know, what Rob's a very personal guy. So is Richie. So they'll ask you what your family's up to, how they're getting on at school and stuff like that. And I think it's important just to, they've got a lot, like I said, they've got a lot to focus on with the game coming up, and it's about making sure that they just have a bit more of a relaxing walk where they don't have to think about it for maybe 15 to 30 minutes.
Oh, I love that. I'm assuming Sean and I, we're coming to the away day at Bristol Rovers. I'm assuming we're going to get an invite to that, right?
That's some away day. That place is going to be rocking.
Yeah, we might stumble across you anyway, even not knowing
that's
where
right.
we are.
We're going to be taking our own walk down Gloucester Road.
Yeah,
hitting up all the pubs.
Come enjoy the pre-match with us.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it, Shimmy. There it is, the official invite. We're coming now, whether you meant that or not. We'll be there. And speaking of James Mooney saying things he doesn't mean, we are nearing the one-year anniversary of the greatest compliment this pod has ever received. March 20th, 2021, away game at Cambridge United. Connor Shaw and James Mooney doing the broadcast. And Connor mentioned the pod on the air for some reason. And he asked you what you thought of at the game, like during the game. And you said on air, in the least enthusiastic way possible, it's good. And we could have asked for higher praise, Moon. So thank you for that.
Yes.
Cheers.
What was up with that?
That's what I'm like,
go ahead, sorry.
That's what I'm like, sorry. I think some of the boys, I listen to them, obviously. And I think some of the boys have said I'm a bit dry.
what was the deal with that? Is that like a regular thing, or is that just a COVID thing where you and Connor go like broadcast games? That hasn't happened this year, right? Hasn't happened this year.
Connor's not done it, but I've done it a couple of times.
That's right, you have. Yeah, you have.
Yeah, I usually do. It just come about. I obviously Paul Furley, who works at BBC, I actually played football with him. I played football with him, so I've got a bit of a relationship with him. And I think it was someone dropped out late and he said, do you fancy doing it? And I'll give anything a go. So and I actually enjoyed it. So I said, whenever you need someone just to drop in, just, yeah, let me know. So, it's interesting. It's hard to do so, like, because your emotions are so involved. Like, if you score, like, if I'm not on the radio, I'm probably giving it a bit more than when I'm on the radio.
Sure, right.
You kind of have to remember that you're actually live. But yeah,
there are decency standards for broadcasts, right?
Yeah. So, but I haven't had that slip yet. So, but no, it's enjoyable. I think you've got to give everything a go in life, haven't you? And if I never thought I'd be able to do it. I love football, but I never thought I'd be doing a broadcast for a football match ever.
I love it. Yeah, awesome. You actually do a really good job. Yeah. In the few, I feel like last year it happened a lot more than this time, or maybe it just sticks out because of that one moment where you mentioned. Where
we are very egotistical, so we remember the things.
So if I do it again, I'll go with something better than good.
It's good.
It's very good.
Paul Furley actually censored us on the radio once. I don't know if you knew that, James. It was during the playoffs last season. And we were live on radio with him, like, I think at halftime. Yeah, it was at halftime of the Newport game. And I said, I think Jimmy Ball is going to right the ship. And he thought I didn't say ship. He thought I said a different four-letter SH word. And kicked me off air, live on air. He's like, oh, we can't be saying that. And he apologized to all the listeners, like, Americans, they have a different, anyway. So I was like, we said ship, right? The ship.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But actually, we're probably more conservative here in our broadcasting than even in the UK, right? Like on TV and stuff.
Yeah. You guys have a show where like people get naked, right?
naked attraction.
Yeah. Yes. Like you could never do that here.
To be fair, it has popped up on my TV a few times and fair play to anyone that goes on there. Wow.
Oh, I love it. I feel like I saw someone from FGR say they had a family member on there. They didn't know about it. Anyway, I saw it come up in the feed one day a long time ago. That's how I learned about the show. I was like, wait, what? Anyway.
It'd be okay and say it's maybe your parent. That would be a bit weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah, right. That's just Uncle Jimmy. Always going on Naked Attraction.
Always going on Naked Attraction. So wait, did you play with Paul Furley at Minchinhampton?
Yeah, he was a keeper.
Oh, nice. What position were you? And is that it looks like a spelling error, Minchinhampton. This does not look like a real word.
Just if you go with just call it Minch.
Minch, all right. Minch. Done. We will go because it's near Nailsworth, right? We'll have a visit.
It's lovely. It's a little town, but it's like on a common. Mm-hmm. So it's got golf courses all around it. Cows walking across the street.
Let's go.
Be careful of them.
that reminds me of India. My family's from India, so I'd feel right at home at the Minch, I think.
Yeah, no, it is crazy. Like how many cows are on there? To be fair, it is a little bit dangerous in the dark, so you do have to go a bit careful. But
they might mug you. You got to hold on to your wallet real careful.
I love it. So before we get into it, we are going to kick it off with a little trivia game: Sham versus James Mooney. This is Forest Green Rovers / Moon Facts Trivia. So all the questions are either about FGR or about the Moon. So I'm going to ask you a mix of these questions. The loser has to buy the winner a beer when we come to the new lawn.
That's fair.
Unless you guys can think of a better price, but I think that's an easy one. All right, here we go. You guys ready?
Yeah, let's
go. Sean has not seen the answers ahead of time. All right, these start, I think, a little bit easier, I hope, and then they get harder as we go. But I don't know. It's all over the place. So here we go. First question. Here to you, James. Who is the all-time leading scorer since the conference days for Forest Green Rovers?
Oh, since the conference days? Oh wow, that is really good. James Norwood.
Well, according to FGR statistician, it is Christian Deutsch, 61 goals.
Just EFL.
Okay, EFL. I have no idea.
Oh, if it's just EFL, it's Deutsche all day long. Sorry.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna give you the point. Ding. I'm giving you that point. Here we go, Sham. Name the famous vegan pie sold at the new lawn.
Famous vegan pie. Well, I guess I want to know how to order it because I have no idea what it's called. I know
it's
the
award-winning Sean. It's
award-winning. I know. I feel bad. I feel bad for Jade because I should know it. So I know the pub is the Green Man, right? So is it the Green Pie?
It is not the Green Pie. James, would you like to steal?
Yes, Q Pie.
Q Pie, 2-0 to James. Q-pie. Here we go.
Wow. All right.
It's award-winning Shum. All right. It's all right. You're gonna step. You're gonna get some of these Shum. Here we go, James. James winning 2-0. Here we go, James. Speaking of stadium food, name the soft drink sold at the ground but immediately abandoned after its namesake's contract was not renewed at the end of the 2020-2021 season, meaning it was named after a player, but it actually never saw the light of day. And we're going to assume it was because this player was not re-signed, not because it was a bad idea that we pitched to Dale and he didn't like.
Oh, wow. It got me on this one. Soft drink. Didn't sign. I'm drawing a blank on this one.
All right, Sean, you want to steal?
Was it Stokes-a-Cola?
Stokes-a-Cola, yes, Stoke-a-Cola, in honor of Chris Stokes. No. The Stokes-a-Cola. The Stokes-a-Cola.
I've blanked Chris Stokes out of my mind, that's why.
Yeah. It doesn't matter anymore. He's off on that urn brew right now, so Stokes-a-Cola's not even entering the picture right now. He's up in Scotland, right?
Stokes, by the way, I saw him on Instagram just yesterday or 2 days ago, still out there leaving his blood all over the pitch, as always. He had a huge gash above his head, or above his eye, in the last game. Anyway, we keep it moving here. Shimmy Shakes, you're up. It's 2-1. James, who scored the first goal of the season for us this season?
James, right?
Oh, no, sorry. This is you, Shum.
Oh, okay.
James
okay,
was the Stokes-a-Cola. You just stole
okay.
it from
him. Okay, got you. Who did score our first goal? I know Maddie Stevens went crazy in preseason, but who scored our first goal?
In Sutton United.
Oh, man. My pandemic brain has addled. I'm going to go ahead and say Maddie Stevens. I
think hey, Maddie
guess.
Stevens it is. Maddie
he had such
Stevens
a crazy start to the season. It had to be. All right. Wow. All right.
Let's go.
The equalizer.
2-2 here. Good. We won a close game. Here we go, James. Right. There are over 200 moons in our solar system. Where does our moon rank in terms of its size? You got a 1 in 200 chance.
78.
No. Sean, would you like to steal? Good guess.
Is this like Price is Right? Whoever gets closest without going
no,
over?
No, you have to be exactly
you have to,
right.
You have to be exact? Okay. Our moon. We're not a super huge planet. So I'm gonna say maybe 182nd.
All right, I should have done Price is Right because Mooney would have been right. It's the fifth largest moon in the solar system. Can you believe that? Let's go. That's according to NASA. All right, here we go, Sean. You're up 2-2.
All right.
Who is the club's new CXO, Chief Experience Officer, announced on Friday?
Oh my God! I actually saw the headline. I can picture him so vividly in my mind.
I know. I can see.
I can see him with his beard. Yeah. With, yeah. What is his dance. Name?
Sean just did the whole pose that he did in the picture.
Oh, what is his name? Oh man. I'm also trying not to just say a Harry Potter name to offend all the British people out there.
Say a Harry Potter name.
Actually, I haven't read Harry Potter, so I don't know Harry Potter names either. But we'll say Finchley McFarquhar.
Very close. Would you like to steal James Mooney?
I should know, shouldn't I?
Oh, oh, no.
He wasn't at the walk today. He wasn't at the walk.
He wasn't at the walk.
he doesn't travel. It's Thomas Jones.
Yes, hey! There we go, Tommy. Right, Tommy the Tugboat Jones. 2-3. James right. Mooney is in the lead right now, or 3-2. I don't know how we
3-2.
Anyway, all right, Moons is in the lead. And the next question, Moons, you took over in 2015. The opening game of that season, FGR was actually docked 3 points for a hilarious non-league-esque offense. What was that offense?
Eligible player.
Yes, perfect. Defender Luke Oliver played in the opening day win, but he was not properly registered. I love it. All right, 4-2 to James Mooney. Yeah, you missed those days. I guess those are not going to happen again now that we're in the league. It's such a funny thing that's well, like so hey, non-league.
Fingers crossed they don't have to.
All right, knock on wood. Yeah, knock on wood. Yeah. Knock on wood. All right, here we go, Sean. The man with the most appearances for the club, Alex Sykes, had a full-time job doing what while he played for the Forest Green Rovers?
Full-time job. So this must be from the National League days. What did Alex Sykes do? I'm sure it wasn't him professionally going around and being a contrarian to everyone and just saying psych whenever, you know, someone would say something like the opposite. It wasn't that. Okay. Probably not a bricklayer. Although I feel like construction is a big thing for young footballers coming up. They get into the construction game or contracting game.
Yeah, we have two guys who did that, right?
Yeah.
Sweens and...
But, you know, I'm going to go outside the box on this one and say he was... He was a private detective.
we'll never know because it's private. But Mooney, would you like to steal?
I'll have a go. PE teacher.
Yes, he was a physical education teacher. Let's go.
All right.
James,
but, you
Mooney.
Know, but to be fair, if you're a PE teacher, half of your job is trying to figure out where that mysterious smell is coming from. Dealing with young children. So
fair enough.
I wasn't totally
enough.
Off.
Oh, I love it. All right. We're flying here. All right. Who's up next? James is up. Here we go. 5-2. What was the brand of the kit manufacturer of the Dale Vince era, the first Dale Vince era green kit? What was the brand of the kit manufacturer?
Adidas.
Yes, Adidas. Let's go. 6-2. Sorry, Sham. You're getting smoked here.
Getting smoked.
But there's still time to come back. Here we go, Sham. Who was the last kit sponsor? Oh, you're going to get this one, 100%. Who was the last kit sponsor before Ecotricity? Easy one.
Oh. Who was the last kit sponsor?
I'll be shocked if you don't get this one, Sean.
I think my mind is drawing a blank. I don't know if it's too early over here. Who was there before Ecotricity?
Again, 3 seconds.
All right.
Now that Harry Potter name.
Harry Potter name. Okay, yeah. House Muggles. Muggles?
You are actually kind of close. James Mooney, would you like to steal? This is before your time.
Was it? It wasn't, but I've got Coventry.
It was Coventry Building Society.
Hey,
Coventry Building Society. 7-2. I don't even know what that is or what that means. But it was Coventry Building Society.
Maybe
is it
a guild or maybe a union?
It's like
maybe
a bank.
It's a bank.
I love it. Okay.
All right. There we go. All right. Here we go. James, we're almost done here. James, is James... So 7-2 right now. Is James Mooney's wife American?
On me.
Yeah, it's on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The answer is yes.
Yes.
8-2 right now. James, I don't think you're coming back, Shum. But let's go. Let's wrap up here. Two more questions. Shum, who got the first yellow card of the season?
First yellow card.
Make it respectable
season.
Here. Ooh, I'll give you a bonus for the last question to tie it up.
Okay. Yeah. This is taking me back to like as a gooner, like old Arsenal Bayern Munich Champions League nights. It's getting absolutely destroyed by James here.
Don't mention Arsenal.
Yeah. I'm going to say. Yeah, a safe bet is always Ibu Adams, but maybe it was somebody else. So, but I'll go with the tried and true Ibu.
That is a safe bet. It is not correct, though. James, would you like to steal?
That's where I would have gone as well. Hmm. But maybe someone like I'll go Jammer.
No, you're both wrong here. But very similar to Jammer. This guy has very similar skills as Jammer in that he is a goal scoring machine. He goes by the name of Don Bernard.
Don Bernard.
So 8-2. 8-2. All right. Last couple questions here. James, 8-2. Only one team has held a scoreless in both meetings. Which team was it?
Oh, wow. Both.
Both? Yep. The only team that's held a scoreless in both meetings this season.
Oh, I'm drawing a blank here. I'm so used to a scoring.
Yeah, oh man. Not a problem at all this season.
I'll pass it.
All right, Sean, you want to steal? Comeback season.
Yeah, comeback's on. This is worth like 20 points, right? This question.
I'll give you two since it's... Two. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
two-pointer right here.
Okay, again, this is a guess. I was going to say educated guess, but I'm probably the most uneducated. But I'll say Port Vale. Was it Port Vale?
It was not Port Vale. It was Exeter. Nobody wins it. Exeter. All right, here we go, Sham. The latest tweet from official FGR statistician Heather Cook is a picture of some berries growing on a bush. What is the caption of the photo that she posted, that she tweeted?
Okay. Well, I don't know if she's a Beatles fan. So it's, I don't think it's Strawberry Fields Forever. but let's, what's berries. I don't know. Barry FC stinks.
Hey,
I don't know.
Wow.
A pun. She's trying Shots to take it. Trying to, subtweet with the picture.
Shots fired at Barry FC. Wow. Yeah. Not quite. But good guess, actually. And you're on to something. Mooney, would you like to steal?
I'll go with James. Can you tell me who the referee is this weekend?
That's awesome. No, but I love that answer.
She likes to chase to see who the referee is.
You should get it. You should get a point for that. It's always posted online, though. Like, yeah. I feel like who scored has it. But anyway, you got to go to the source.
Conference days, it wasn't out there, so it was more in the conference days. But cup games, yeah, she'll give me a little nudge to find out who the referee is.
I love it. So wait, when do you guys find out?
So if it's a Saturday game, usually Monday in the afternoon.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Oh wow! It's a long. All right, it's nice. It's far in advance. Does that like change the strategy at all? Like if you know who it is, or just a random
name? Yeah, are there scouting reports on refs at that level?
I definitely wouldn't want to comment on referees either. So
oh, smart man,
smart man,
very
so,
smart man.
So the answer, by the way, was a very nice harvest. So you were very close on the pun there, Sham.
Okay,
a very
that
nice
one actually
harvest.
Made sense and was.
All right, here we go. Last question for James. What is the name of FGR CEO Henry Stalin's stuffed teddy bear?
I remember seeing this. Didn't he like put it in his car and put a seatbelt around it?
Yes. Safety first.
Oh, it's Henry, so it's going to be something. I'm not sure what it is, but let's go with like Rupert.
Yeah. Very close guess.
That's a great teddy bear name.
Very close guess.
That's why I would call mine, I think.
Rupert. Sean, would you like to steal?
No, I don't remember this. I'll say Aloysius.
Both are close. Winston. All right, here we go. Last one, Sham. Right. You are down by 6 points. If you...
Hasn't it been the last one for like the past four questions?
Yeah.
You've officially entered hell, James. You didn't realize it, but this is what hell is like. Just an unending trivia game. With
it so you get back in it.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I'm trying to get you to caught up. This is old journalism trick. Okay. But all right, this actually is the last one. Only three teams have managed to beat us in both meetings so far. Since you're down by 6 points, if you can name all three teams that have beat us in both meetings so far.
So far.
Or sorry, not beat us. Sorry. The three teams that we've beaten in both meetings so far. We've only beat three teams in both meetings so far.
Both meetings, okay.
If you can name all three, I'll give you 2 points each one, so you'll be tied with our man Moons here. Name all three teams we beat both in both meetings.
I could never be a Laurie Martin or a Chris Latham just because I don't remember what I had for breakfast this morning. so let's see. Okay, well, even though I love saying the name Walsall, I know they ended our streak. So
yeah,
it's not
they
them.
Beat us. Just
they beat us. So which doesn't it hasn't that. Yeah yeah it looks like it hasn't happened too often, thankfully, this season. Who have we beaten? Okay, I'm gonna have to say Stevenage.
Hey, ding! One. There you go. That's 8-4 right now. There's 2 points. Okay. Stevenage is one. Two more. Stevenage is one.
Okay. I don't know if we've played the second match yet, but Oldham? We played Oldham?
We're going to be there for the Oldham match.
Oh, we're going to be there for Oldham. Okay. Yeah. And then let me give it one more go. Since
all right, one more
all go. All is lost. I'll give it one more. Okay, just 2 seconds. Let me see. Tranmere?
Great question, by the way.
No, not Tranmere.
Okay.
We drew them Tranmere the first time. No, we played them twice, but we drew the first time.
Okay.
Or did we? Or was that in the cup?
We drew Tranmere the first game, didn't we?
Yeah. Okay, drew. Yeah, okay, gotcha. Yeah. All right. Okay. I took that as a win. A draw counts as a win this season because we keep just solidifying that top position. So right. I'm going to award myself the points on that one.
James, you want to give it a shot? You're going to win this one anyway. Sean owes you a beer, but you want to give this a shot?
I've been trying to think as well. It's tough when you're not got... There's so many teams, isn't there?
Yeah. And it's surprising too to me that it's only three. Like, it feels like almost every team we would have beaten both times.
Carlisle,
ding! That's another one.
Okay.
So we got Stevenage, Carlisle. There's one more.
Wow, nice pull.
Yeah, Carlisle, nice.
I'm drawing a blank on this one.
Rochdale.
Wow. But yeah. No one ever expects Rochdale.
Exactly. I thought no one
ever talks about Rochdale.
Exactly. I don't even remember those games, actually. But anyway, congratulations to James Mooney, the big trivia winner. You are club secretary for a reason.
Yeah, so bow to you, James. Bow to your superior knowledge.
On that note, what is a club secretary? What do you do as club secretary?
I get asked this question quite a bit by the players, actually.
What do you do? Exactly.
By Dale Vince, what do you do around here?
Yeah, I'm Dale's listening. Yeah, I work really hard all the time. So obviously I'm the go-to between anything to do with the EFL regarding the first team, if that can be from fixtures to contracts, even as little as putting in what kit we're going to wear, and any other correspondence with the FAs and stuff like that, or the discipline or the yellow red cards. And then the other part of my job, which is like kind of the operational side, kind of take everything out of, try to get everything in place so the players schedule wise know where they are, sort all the away trips. Currently just looking at pre-season with Rob and what we want to do with that, so booking them out, basically just making sure that I work with Rich and kind of Rob deals with everything at the training ground on the grass, and we work together and try and take care of everything else. So again, like I said earlier, trying to take a little bit of the load off of them.
Yeah, so like we joke there, but everyone we've talked to is like, James Mooney does everything for this club. He's the glue of multiple people. Actually, have now called you the glue of the club. You hold everything together. So don't sell yourself short. Everyone I know, everyone at the club that we've talked to anyway, knows your value and says like, without Mooney, we'd be, you know, a mess. We'd be a wreck. So you hold everything together. From what we've heard, you do like everything. Everything except score goals, I guess. So how'd you get into this job?
So, it was kind of a weird one, really. I went to, obviously we spoke earlier, I've got an American wife, so I went to America for 5 years, and then I come back. When I come back, I kind of went into the roles, into care, into working with people with in their homes that have got special needs and stuff. And obviously it was a bit different to America. I didn't really have much enjoyment in it. So there was a job going to Ecotricity, so I went into there, which was just kind of payment processing, and kind of built myself up within there quite quickly into business sales. And then the club secretary job came up, and I was doing it for my local team at the time, obviously not the same level, but I thought, you know, I didn't make it as a footballer, but I'd love to work within football. So I applied for it, and, you know, I didn't have any experience, but Dale took a risk on me, really, because like you said, the club had just had a points deduction, but so it took a bit of risk on me, and then I haven't looked back, really. I think it's what, probably 7 years or something. So
yeah, 2015 I think is when you got hired.
Me and Kane went into Oscar's, my boy's school the other day, and obviously it's nice for Kane to talk to the kids about being a footballer, but I put a bit of a different spin on it, that, you know, the stats tell you that you're not all going to make it as footballers, have that dream, try and live that dream, but there's plenty of jobs within football that you can do. So from analysts to admin roles to fitness coaches, so just make sure that you try, you know, don't just go down one hole and think that's going to be it. If I don't make it in football, there's plenty of other roles that you can do.
It's truly an industry, right? So it needs all sorts and all sorts of talents and skills too.
Yeah, you can still, you're not on the pitch, but you know, the excitement this morning, you wake up and it's match day.
You see
how hard they work all week. We all work hard. And then it comes down to basically 90 minutes on a Saturday or a Tuesday. But yeah, everyone gets that buzz, and Rob makes sure that everyone's part of that.
I love that. And that's awesome. You're just another one of these, you know, stories of a Dale Vince hire
who had another W, another win,
another W. Yes. Another testament to like Dale's excellent judge of character, but everyone who he's hired has like no experience and he just like has a good feeling about him. And then boom, they take off, you know, you Henry, I feel like Richard Hughes was kind of a similar story. Who else? Like even Rob. I mean, Rob has, if this was his first, you know, first team job, I guess he coached at Telford. But anyway, the point is like Dale Vince kind of takes the unconventional route in hiring, and it's worked out so well. He hires he finds the perfect hires. It's awesome. So we are all happy you're here because we hear so many good things about from all the people on the inside about all the great work you do for the club. So what are your thoughts on the season so far?
Well, it's been brilliant, hasn't it? I think if you take it back to day one, we went to Loughborough for a few days for a training camp, and you know, we everyone sat in the room, staff, players, and Rob did a talk, and I think from that moment I just felt this season could be a bit special. I think the players felt it as well. There just seemed to be there seemed to be a connection between the group he had. Rich had done a good job with getting the whole squad in, which it's hard to do because your players sometimes wait to get a bit more money. But I think what we've got is we've got Rich and Rob meeting players, and that they're selling the club to them. And I think that the players probably see them as genuine people, which in football is not always the case. So yeah, from that first day, I think I just felt something special was going to happen. And then we haven't really looked. What's it? Four losses in a really, really tough league. So and I think staff wise as well, everyone's been really good. I think the players always get the credit, don't they? But there's a lot of people that work behind the scenes, from our physio team to our fitness coaches. Rob come in and wanted to do it a bit different to what Mark had done, and they really adapted quickly to that, and it's paying off at the moment.
Oh, absolutely. And you mentioned Rob there. I want to talk about Rob for a second. There was a tweet yesterday from our friend Edward Walker. Shout out to Edward Walker, who he said something along the lines of, you know, Forest Green are a phenomenal team. Rob Edwards is an excellent coach, but there's so much talent on this team that I think there are multiple managers in League Two who could have had the success that Rob Edwards is having with them. Why is he wrong? Why is Rob Edwards better than the rest?
I'll be honest, I was a little bit annoyed when I saw that.
Oh, you saw that? Okay, yeah. Good.
Yeah, fair I've enough. Seen it. I was a little bit annoyed because if you're going to go down, my argument would be that these players were here last year. And we didn't get promoted then, did we? And we weren't in the position we were in now. So that would be my argument to him, that I think that Rob's done a fantastic job, and he's great to work with. I leave him alone on a match day, like with all the banter and stuff, because he's so focused
in the zone.
So I have to wait at least until the team coach home, which is hard to do sometimes. but yeah, no, that would be my argument, that what do we bring in, five players from a squad of, what, we've got 25? So I'd say that most of the players were here, and I think he's getting, from results, he's getting more out of that group. So like I say, that's my argument. And I people can have their opinion, but
I agree with you, James. It's also like the vibe around the entire club as well,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
The relationship with the supporters, with just the entire attitude the club seems to have this year. Like, it's fed that success, I think. And it comes out of Rob and staff.
Yeah. Home, never a problem. But away, our numbers have not ever been, I think they're probably the highest they ever are. And you look at the Tranmere game and he's getting all the players to celebrate with the fans, and I think we took over 300 to Newport on a Tuesday night. And we took quite a few to Crawley as well. So that comes from what we do, from what Rob has brought in with the connection between the fans and the players, and we appreciate the fans that come. You know, we get the Tim Potts shout because we're top of the league and we can only take 300. But if you look at Nailsworth as a whole, it's tiny, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And I for one, I don't know if I mean, I probably don't speak for, I don't know, most FGR fans, but I love the Tin Pot title because it shows like it's such a small club, a little tiny village club that is just punching above their weight, that, you know, these scrappy little underdogs. I think it's something that, you know, that the club and the fans should be proud of, that we are, you know, we have a small following because it's a small club, but it's a very loyal, passionate following. And that's like what matters. Doesn't matter how many you bring. It matters the quality of the, you know, of the fan that you have. And I feel like we have phenomenal, you know, quality there.
Yeah, we love going into places like Bradford and Tranmere, and we love that. Like that's what we thrive on. You know, you're getting called little village team Timber. Carry on. Like
exactly.
Keep going like that. And we just focus on ourselves. But I think it was really important that we built a relationship with the fans. And what they have done, you know, results have been brilliant, but when they haven't been so good, they're still all there at the end of the game, chanting and cheering. And I think they really feel part of it this season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, man. Man, imagine, still a long way away, and a lot of things have to happen, but imagine playing in the Stadium of Light next year. That'd be crazy. That would be surreal.
That's the target, isn't it? That team's I think Derby probably could come down as well. That's a special stadium. So we're not getting ahead of ourselves yet. We know there's a long way to go. Rob, I think's pretty much said that in every press conference. I wind him up. I do his press conferences for him before he does them, so I get into
him
a little bit.
Oh, nice. So does the recent poor form worry you at all?
No. Not at all.
Look at that confidence.
If you could see how tight this group is, I think we had a little blip, which again, you go back to day one, I think Rob said there will be a blip. We'll keep going and be trying to win every game, but there will be a blip. Fingers crossed we've had that. I think second half against Newport, if we play like that against most teams, we'll be more than fine.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. And my memory was bad for trivia during early part of the season, but I remember last February, January, it was just like, man, it just felt like we were falling off a cliff and you know, couldn't stop it. So, I'm also not worried. You know, that enthusiasm and the message, Rob Edwards, I think even resonates across the pond here. Like, hey, we'll get the blip, but we're going to ride it out. And we have the fortitude to do it, you know?
We've done so well that we've given ourselves, like, well, we've had a blip and still double digits, aren't we?
Right. Absolutely.
And, big game today. I think 3 points. And that could set us up for 3 home games then. So that would be really important.
Yeah, I was going to say that 8-0 win against Salford that we just had on Saturday. Don Bernard hat trick. I think that's really that righted the season again. So we are recording this before the Salford match. So we don't know what happens. Actually, though, on that note, what do you think is going to happen? So let's see if you look either brilliant or really dumb here, James. What's going to happen in the game today?
What score? I'm going to go 3-1.
Rewind.
And I'm gonna go birthday boy Jack Aitchinson.
Let's go.
Double.
Nice.
And Jammer.
Oh, I love it. Jammer's due for a goal. I love that.
He's due.
I love that. Okay, so we'll see how brilliant you sound, because this is gonna come out after the match. We'll find out how brilliant or how dumb you sound. Who's your player of the season so far, James?
Oh wow, they're gonna be on me for this, aren't they?
Okay, I won't make your answer that one. You're right.
Your squad is the best.
It's 11 man tie.
Yeah.
If I was there's the names, isn't there? There's the Kane Wilsons, there's the Jammers, there's the Matt's. But someone that's kind of stood out for me, and I think he's gone a bit unnoticed. I'm not naming him as much. I think Ben Stevenson's been really good.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, Ben Stevenson is like the ultimate unsung hero. Like, he's phenomenal every game and never gets any, you know, like you say, all the other big names around him get all the credit. But yeah, that's a great shout. Shout out to Big Ben. So what, actually, I feel like Big Ben's kind of like a little bit like a Mooney. He adds so much value, but he's kind of like, you know, behind the scenes, nobody really knows about it. I like that. Ben Stevenson is the James Mooney of the Forest Green Rovers.
I'll tell him that.
Yeah, I guess on the pitch, because I guess James Mooney is the James Mooney of the Forest Green Rovers. Anyway.
Yeah, he can. Once the whistle goes, he can be like me, but not once the game's finished.
All right, two final questions here. Then we want to do a quick teammate talk, admin edition, and then we'll let you go. What's the biggest area of improvement for the club?
What has been?
Or what do you think is like the biggest thing that the club needs to change moving forward?
For me personally, I'd love to see us in our new training ground. I think that would definitely bringing it back to Stroud. At the moment it's Chippenham, which is great facilities, but I think bringing that back, would it be great to have the players to have their own base, a Forest Green training ground, but from a community point of view, I think we can get them out in the community a bit more. At the moment it's hard, it's about an hour drive back, and you know, we try to limit them from driving after training for long distances. We want them to rest up as best as possible. So I think a new training ground, which I think the 11 bodies, I don't think that's going to, that they found the skeletons, haven't they, or whatever.
Romans.
I don't think that's going to hold it up. But I think that would be great for us to have our own base in Stroud. And it, from a community point of view, would really boost getting our players out there more into the schools, in the homes, and that could really kick on the club, I think.
I love that. And maybe it's the same answer, but what are you most optimistic about? What are you most excited about in the future of FGR?
Most excited about, I don't want to get ahead of myself, obviously, but seeing us again, you know, going at, like, I've been in League Two for a little bit, so my excitement would be playing a new round of teams. There's some big ones in there. We have some big ones in our league, but you know, I think Dale says he always wants to go one better every season. So getting into League One would be like really exciting times and fantastic for the football club, from where it's come from to be playing League One. Championship's another level. That's where we want to get to, but that step is massive, as you can see through all the money that's in football.
And James, for you, would it change, would your like responsibilities change all that much going from League Two to League One? Is it just kind of interacting with new clubs, or would it mostly kind of stay the same?
Or maybe with that extra money you can hire an assistant.
There you go.
Or two.
Yeah, Richard Hughes, if you're listening.
Yeah, or two. Here we go. We'll come over.
I don't think so, because I think we run as a League One club. I think we've got everything in place to run as a League One club. And Rich is driving for more. Rich will keep driving for more stuff that he can bring into the football club. But if we were to jump, we've took our time in League Two to, while we've been in there, we've been building, so we're ready for League One, which is like what Dale and Rich wanted to do. Obviously you want to get promoted every year, but in football every club wants to do that, so it's tough. But yeah, I think we're ready to go League One wise. Off the pitch as well, you see, we've made some changes this week with a CXO, and I think that's gearing up for what we want to do, but we got to get there first.
Yeah, big up to Finchley McFarquhar,
aka Tommy the Tugboat Jones. All right, last question, a very hard one. Then we'll do a quick teammate talk. I know you got to get out of here. So you can only have one, James. This is going to be a tough question. You can only have one: a Spurs Premier League title or a Forest Green Rovers League Two title. Which one are you taking?
There's definitely more chance of the latter.
I have to agree with that.
You know, Spurs are my team. Spurs are my team, and I've took stick for years on them not winning anything. So if I had to take one, this is going to go out to Forest Green fans, isn't it? So I'll go for Spurs.
All right.
Hey, there you go.
Hey, we can still get promoted if we don't win the title.
And,
so we'll
and Luke, go. Luke McGee can get your back too. No one's going to mess with Luke if they come for you. So
that's right. We should ask Luke the same question. Okay, let's do a quick teammate talk here, admin edition, and then get out of here. So teammate talk, admin edition. We go out of the locker room into the boardroom for this one. Very quickly, we're going to give you a few descriptions of characters, and you tell us which member of the staff most embodies this description. Let's do this quick, Sean.
All right,
James has to go.
Yeah.
The first one.
You've educated so much here, James. So the future is looking bright with the Eco Park plans, but we're curious what the current car park situation is. Who is the worst of the lot in the lot? So who has their car at like crazy angles is like the worst parking?
Richie Kyle,
worst parker.
Genuine now, like he will listen to it and he won't agree with me, but he is the worst driver ever.
Okay, so his car is like MC Escher angles. It's like, oh,
let's go. We got to have him on. I love it. All right. Who's the best lunch buddy on match day or otherwise? Or who is your lunch buddy?
It's Rich Hughes. Yeah. Me and him, if it's to do with food, me and Rich are there.
I love it. Perfect. I love that. Okay. So, you know, you've actually proved your bona fides today with just housing me at our trivia on the moons and Forest Green Rover. But who would you say is the office ringer for the pub quiz?
Tom Hewlin. He has missed the quiz.
Nice. So what would be your area of expertise in the brain trust? What could they go to you for?
I'll tell you what we play on the coach on the way out. So what we do is we'll find a game, say it's, I think yesterday it was Tottenham v West Ham 1991, name the Tottenham team or name the West Ham.
Wow.
I love it.
So that's what we play in. So I would be sport. It is tough, but yeah, Tom's, when we've done quizzes with the players and stuff, you want Tom on your team.
I love it. Okay, right. Good to know. Well, if we get him on, we'll quiz him as well. We'll see how good his moon knowledge is as well, and his Heather Cook tweet knowledge. All right, is there an admin version? And we're almost done here. Is there an admin version of Dan Sweeney? Meaning, like, who's the practical joker? Who's the Sweens on the admin team?
Sweens, jeez. I think the staff will all agree that I'm probably up there, but Ian Weston is the sharpest tool going. Like, I think I can hold my own, but sometimes he's got me on the back foot. Like,
yeah,
he does this thing. I quickly tell you one. It's quite a simple one, but it gets me every time. So he wears an earpiece, right? So before we're about to go out, the fourth official stood near him. And he'll say to the fourth official, "Are we going out in a minute?" So the fourth official will turn round, but he'll put his finger to his ear and go, and the fourth official will go, "Yeah, in 5 minutes." And then he'll go, "I'm chatting to the person on..." it gets me every time because he does it every week. Every time.
I love the commitment to it, commitment to the bit.
Yeah, so the fourth official ends up saying sorry to him, but... He's brilliant. He's been in football for ages, so he can give Sweens a run for his money for sure.
I love it. All right, here we go. Last one. Let's find out who's got the fashion here. Dale Vince is the zero carbonista and the fashionista of FGR with his iconic scarf game. Who's second though? Who is second? Who's the second best dressed man or woman in the Forest Green Rovers front office?
Wow, Rob.
Rob, oh yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But take Rob out of it because that's boring.
I mean, listen, with a face like that, he could show up to work with like a burlap sack every day.
That's true.
Be like, hey, you're looking good, Rob.
He's just a standard 10 out of 10, isn't he? So take him out of it. I'd go with James Parsons, our analyst. He's sharp. Yeah, he's all right. Sharp.
Shout out Jimmy Parsons. All right, the Jimmy Parsons Project. So, my friend, James Mooney, we will let you go there. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thanks for making the time on match day. Yeah,
man. No, appreciate you coming live from the hotel in Manchester on match day. Can't wait for your 3-1 prediction to come true in just a few hours from now. James, man, great to meet you. Sean owes you a beer. But thank you so much for hanging out with us. Thank you for all that you do for the club. We know that you are the glue that keeps this club together, man. So appreciate it. Go enjoy match day, James Mooney. We will see you in April.
Lovely.
Cool. Cheers, James. Thanks.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you.
All right, James Mooney, baby, the Moon Man.
Incredible, incredible.
Would you believe they put a man on the moon? Isn't that R.E.M.?
R.E.M.,
Man
it is.
On the moon, that's James Mooney. Fly me to the moon, let me dance among the stars or play.
Nathan's feeling it. He's feeling the tunes. Feeling the tunes today.
Da-da-da-dun. Jupiter and Mars. In other words,
never turn down a moon tune. That's Nathan's Nathan's motto. Never turn down a moon tune.
Never turn down a moon tune. In other words, I love you. That's James.
That's very sweet of you, Nathan. Thank you. We're in the same room, and he said that to me.
We
got to end the pod on those positive vibes, man. And we need those positive vibes so the lads can kick on and get some W's.
Kick on, lads.
Get
kick
those
on,
3 points.
Mate. We're getting some W's, baby. Up the Vegan Rovers, Shimmy. We're going to Bradford. We're winning 2-0. Up the Vegan Rovers.
We are FGR. And
you know we
got
a... Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We will see you next week, baby. Hopefully with a player. Oh, Ibu Adams. We'll see. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for hanging out with us. We will see you next week. Up the Vegan Rovers, baby. Later.